Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, by a vote of 236 to 173. Every Democrat voted in favor, along with eight Republicans. We're going to be talking about what's next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, we knew it was going to pass in the House because they had an overwhelming number of co-sponsors, more than enough to pass this bill. They needed 218 votes in the House to pass the bill. But the Democratic seats far outnumber the Republican seats as a result of last year's election. But this bill, Matt, really reveals that there are no more pro-life Democrats, pro-religious Democrats in the House of Representatives, and at least eight of them that are Republicans joined with them, because this bill, H.R. 5, so-called misnamed the Equality Act, does three things. It elevates LGBT and abortion to protected federal status, requires funding of abortion, puts them on steroids nationally, and in the process, crushes religious freedom. So anyone who votes for this cannot be pro-life, certainly is not pro-family, and does not support religious freedom. It is a shocking revelation of the composition of the U.S. House. Now this bill, it will now have the number S-788, still named or misnamed, the Equality Act, goes over to the United States Senate.
Right. And I was reading an article in Out magazine, a so-called LGBT magazine, and there's much gnashing of teeth on the left. We knew this was going to pass the House, yet it's still shocking that it did. It is such a draconian, anti-Christian, anti-woman. It would open sporting events, even combat sports, MMA, boxing, things of that nature, to men pretending to be women. It is such an abuse of women's rights. It's misogynist, frankly. So far, there are reports that Mitch McConnell has no intention of bringing it up for a vote in the Senate, but we can't just count on reports. We need to blow up the phone lines at the U.S. Senate and demand that it does not have a vote. Even if it did, so far, there are at least 13 Republican members who may join in a filibuster. And if it is brought up for vote, that definitely needs to happen.
You know, it just shows where our culture is today, guys. I mean, without God, there is no moral compass. And we just continue to go deeper into sin to where we now celebrate sexual gender confusion. Just like, are you going to celebrate pedophiles or adulterers? The same thing when you're doing this with LGBT, you're celebrating and giving special rights to those with gender confusion, with sexual perversion.
And also abortion.
Exactly.
This would put the New York law on a national scale.
Right. I mean,
because this particular federal law would preempt all state and federal law, become the law of the land, and it would federalize abortion, overturning all other laws that are restricting abortion, even clinic regulations, parental notification, parental consent, informed consent, you name it. This takes New York and expands it outside of New York to all 50 states and territories.
Right, but it forces those medical professionals, you know, who don't believe in murdering children, to perform, pay for abortions. It causes
right.
taxpayers, our dollars, to pay for abortions.
Sex change hormones,
yeah.
so-called
yeah.
surgeries.
It's horrendous.
Plastic
hormone
surgery.
Replacement in children who are still going through development. I mean, it is atrocious. It's horrendous.
Right.
Our founding fathers would be rolling over in their grave. And the good news is, publicly, the Trump administration has come out against it. Too many poison pills. Mm. Well, that's an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Says that it's opposed to discrimination of any kind, but this one has too many poison pills. Well, that's certainly an understatement, as you mentioned, because it is chock with full of poison pills. You know, this particular legislation now automatically, when it goes over to the Senate, automatically will begin in the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's where it'll begin. Why? Because it has so-called civil rights, and that's the first place it begins. So it's automatically there, and that's where it is now. There's three options to kill this bill in the U.S. Senate. One, that it never comes up in the committee, and Senator Lindsey Graham is the chairman of that committee. We believe he doesn't have any interest in bringing this up, but he could get, and he will get a lot of pressure, no doubt. Two, the president of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, if it works its way through the committees, doesn't bring it up for a vote. Again, as Matt said, we have information that he's not interested in pushing this, but again, he's going to get a lot of pressure. And three, if it does come up for a vote, have some of our senators filibuster this, meaning that the vote would require 60 members to overcome the filibuster to get to the underlying vote. So those are the three options. The fourth option, of course, is if it ultimately passes, that we would have, we would hope that President Trump would veto the bill. But what we are doing is we have created a webpage, lc.org/HR5. That's the number of the House bill, and we're going to just keep it the same way. lc.org/HR5. Or you can just go to lc.org, and you're going to see the icon on the first scrolling icon on the top of lc.org. We have a lot of information there. We also have a place for you to sign a petition. We have lots of petitions already that we've gathered, and we want to present those to the various chair people of the committees, the president of the Senate, and let your voice be heard, because we've got to stop this, friends. Don't take it for granted that it's just automatically going to be stopped in the U.S. Senate. We have a battle on our hands. This is huge. And beyond stopping this, which I believe we can, if we all work together, pray together, act together, but we can't just assume someone else will do it for me.
Exactly.
Don't make that assumption that I don't have time. You do have time. You cannot afford to not have time. This is the five-alarm fire drill that happens when a five-alarm fire goes off. That's what this bill is. So make sure you go to lc.org/HR5, sign the petition, get your friends, your members of your work, community, Sunday school, church, to do it as well. We want to present tens of thousands of these to the respective individual leaders in the Senate to stop this bill. And then guess what? It's too early maybe to talk about the elections, but you need to think about this. Think about what just happened in the 2018 election. And that's why we have 236 members of the House, every Democrat voting in favor of a bill that is the most radical to ever come out of Congress.
A bill that would abolish religious liberty, period.
Abolish religious liberty. Yeah.
Every single one.
Abortion on demand, and Holly mentioned something that bears repeating, not just hospitals, like public hospitals, or we're talking Catholic hospitals, Protestant, Lutheran hospitals, forced to perform abortions or shut down.
Yeah.
And so get involved in this election cycle, whatever it is, local, state, federal, make sure that your voice is heard and that you participate in appointing an agent to act on your behalf, consistent with your values, at every level of government. Because if you had this kind of composition in the House, in the U.S. Senate, in the White House, at the state and local level, my goodness, Holly, I can't imagine. They would roll over religious freedom, push the LGBT agenda and abortion.
Absolutely. You know, Matt, God calls us to be lights. And that doesn't mean we sit in the corner and shudder and complain. It means we shine our light, we pray, and we speak out. And here is a prime opportunity.
This is an opportunity. So again, don't think someone else is going to do it for me. Don't sit on the sideline. Pray. Prayer changes things. It changes things. It moves mountains. It turns chaos into order. It moves mountains. So pray for this country. Pray for Liberty Council and our team. And you can also do something here. It sounds like it's simple, and it's not going to make a difference. I tell you what, it does make a difference. Go to lc.org/HR5. Lend your name, sign the name on the petition so that you can be one of tens of thousands that we present to members of the U.S. Senate. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.